Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. The next night, the KST Radio is going to become live tonight. We have a hostess who will take care of everything, and her name is Pastor, the woman of God. I call her Valerie Harris. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Welcome. Good evening, everyone. This is truly a day to rejoice, a season to rejoice in the Lord, because he's our hope, our help, our strength, our source. There's nothing that we can do without him. He's our life. He's our breath. Oh, my God. God is just awesome. Very awesome. So welcome to another segment of Love, Forgiveness, and Second Chances. And I just want to lift up his name tonight. So let us get into an attitude of prayer to go before the throne of grace, whereby we might find mercy. Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord God. We thank you for another day that we've never seen before. We thank you, Lord God, that you're calling the gathering of the eagles, Lord God, that we might soar above the storms of life and that we might watch over those, Lord God, who you put in our tender care, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord God, that the storms will cease and that peace will come to all mankind. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing in this hour. And we just invite the presence of your Holy Spirit to come. Have your way on tonight, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that the Spirit of the living God will rest upon our speaker for tonight, Lord. And Father, that he will bring forth a word in truth and power and demonstrations, Father, because you said that signs, miracles, and wonders follow after your word. He's a true man of God, Father, and he speaks only what he hears you say to speak, following after Jesus Christ and leading others into righteousness. And Father, I thank you for tonight, and I pray that your stamp of approval, Lord God, will be upon it. Every heart, every listener, every soul, Father. And Father, if there's someone listening who don't know you, God, draw him by your Spirit. Let him know the joy of salvation. Let him know, God, your love, your loving kindness, which is better than life. And Father, I give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Before I introduce our speaker for tonight, this is a passage of scripture that I opened earlier when I was reading the Bible, and I believe that it's for someone who may be going through something, that God wants you to know that he's right there with you. And I'm going to be reading this passage of scripture from the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, beginning with the 9th verse. And it's coming from the New Living Translation of the Bible. I'm not going into explanation because I believe the words will speak for itself as a word and a message from God himself. And then I'll bring forth the speaker. And the scriptures read, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble. And keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. May God bless his holy word, and may he bless the hearers and the doers of his word. Now, we have such a treat tonight. I'm so excited, so just grateful for this powerful man of God. He's saying powerful, but he walks in such humility and love. An honorable man, upright before God, and I am so glad to call him my friend. So I present to you and introduce to others our own Pastor Gregory Williams. Amen. Pastor Williams.
Amen. Good afternoon, good evening, Sister Valerie, and to everybody else that have joined in tonight. When you were reading the scriptures tonight, I'm reminded of last week's lesson on the recipe for success. Because every word that you spoke tonight is a recipe for success. And I was reminded of the lesson last week on recipe for success and the recipe for disaster. So I want to say thank you for laying a great foundation for tonight's message. But I also want to thank everyone in advance for joining in tonight. And I want to thank you, Sister Valerie, and thank you, Dr. Hunter, for allowing me this great opportunity to come and share what God has given me. When you started off tonight, Sister Valerie, you say, welcome to love, forgiveness, and second chances. I want to take a moment, if I may, before I get off into the lesson tonight, to first say, had it not been for the love of God and the forgiveness of God, I don't know where I would be at tonight. Second chance may be an understatement for myself, because I believe I'm a man that have been given many chances. I was given a chance after I stole from my mom and after I rented out my sister's car when I was strung out on drugs. And I've had so many different chances, but it's because of God's love and his forgiveness that I'm even able tonight to even be in the presence of God. So I want to say to anyone that's listening tonight, no matter where you find yourself at tonight, you're in the right place. I know we have an audience all over the world that's listening tonight. Some of you may be listening that's troubled right now. And I want to say to you tonight that you're in the right place. Being a person that tried to commit suicide 5 times, strung out on drugs at an early age, stole from his mother, and so many other different things that I've done, sleeping in the porta potties, being homeless, and I could go on and on and on about where I've come from. But when Sister Valerie said that word second chance, it did something for me. And tonight we're going to be talking about the leaping. There's a leap. So if you have your Bibles, I'm going to be in the Gospel of Luke chapter 1, starting with the 5th verse. It's a little lengthy, so I'm happy that I have a moment. I was told I could take my time. I could take my time, right, Sister Valerie?
Yes, indeed.
Amen. Yes, I was indeed. Told earlier that I could take my time, that I didn't have to rush through this message. So tonight I want to take my time with this one. And I'm going to be in the Gospel of Luke chapter 1, and I'm going to start with the 5th verse. We're talking about Zechariah's ministers in the temple. The 5th verse said, there was in the days of Herod, and I want to pause here for a second, because whenever you hear the word Herod, H-E-R-O-D, those days are considered evil days. That word Herod, never when you hear the word Herod, will you associate that word with good. It said, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in the commandments and ordinance of the Lord, and was blameless. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. I want to pause here for a second, because I don't know who it is for tonight, but somebody may just be feeling like you've passed the stage or you've passed the age for the promise. In verse 7, it says, but they had no children because Elizabeth was barren. And we know Elizabeth was in age. She was in a later stages. But let me pause here for a second, because I'm reminded of Sarah in Genesis 8, who also was of age, when she overheard a promise to bear a son. But I'm going to come back later and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But I just needed to pause there for a second, because tonight we're going to be looking at the promises. So it was that while, and I'm in verse 8 now. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense. Verse 11. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But, verse 13, the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayers is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. I'm going to pause here for a second because he gave him some instructions here. He said, you shall call his name John. You shall not call him Lezizi, Lezek, Lezekawah, none of that. You shall call his name John. Here's an instruction. Because later, we're going to find out that when John comes and they say, what are we going to name him? Lezek? We're going to see how this word comes into play. Verse 14, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. I want to pause here for a second because verse 17, I want to talk just a moment about this verse. He said, he will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. Verse 17, Elijah and John, we all know the story, how their ministries, they kind of parallel. Because both were prophets called Israel to repentance. They both were prophets that called Israel to repentance. But I don't want to stay there too long because we got too much to cover tonight. Verse 18, and Zechariah said to the angel, how shall I know this? I'm going to say that again. The angel appeared to him. Fear fell upon him. He heard the word, but look at the response. As the carrier said to the angel, how shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years. And the angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, and we all know that I'm very, very careful to examine the words that come after but. And the word that comes after but is behold, but behold, but behold. Behold what? Here is what you need to behold. You will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place. Why is that? Because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time. I'm so happy I got a moment to take my time with this one tonight, because right now I'm just really laying the foundation. I'm kind of giving a little history before I even give the title and the subject of the message tonight. But there's a lot of information in the Gospel of Luke chapter 1, a lot of information, a lot of history, a lot of foundation A lot of promises made, a lot of questioning, a lot of fear, a lot of doubt. Verse 21, and the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he lingered so long in the temple. But when he came out, he could not speak to them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. So it was, as soon as the days of his service were completed, and he departed to his own house. Now after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people. We're talking about Elizabeth. We're talking about the Elizabeth in verse 7 that says, but they had no children because Elizabeth was barren. She was barren, y'all. And we know that being barren was a great disappointment in ancient Israel. To be barren was a great disappointment. Some of us can recall sometimes in our own lives when we felt shameful. When there was something, and I don't know what your something was, so I'm not going to even begin to throw out different somethings tonight. I only want to look at Elizabeth's something. She was barren. And because she was barren, the Bible says that she was a grave disappointment in ancient Israel, because that's what barren meant. Verse 26. Now in the 6th month, because for 5 months she hid herself. She was hidden. And I'm going to pause here for a second, because my reproach in ancient Israel, barrenness was seen as a cause for shame. The opening of the womb indicated God's grace in this verse. So Elizabeth praises the Lord for merciful blessings, her even as she moved in the plan. But I like what verse 24 talks about, and it says that after these days she was hidden. So here is what could possibly have happened. And I'm not saying it was a definite, because I don't know. But one of the reasons why Elizabeth hid herself, and because it's not clear, that it was most likely suggested is that she withdrew to give praise to God and to prepare privately for the coming of her special child. And my question is, have you ever been given a promise? Have something ever been spoken to you? The people around you may not have heard it, but my question is, have you ever hidden yourself from the presence of people to prepare yourself for the coming of the promise to you? That's just a question. Because every now and then, when you receive a promise or when you receive a word, I believe that it will be very wise to hide yourself. I told you that Luke 1 is some instructions, some promises, and it could be a roadmap for success. Verse 26 says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. I'm switching gears here for a second, because we're changing from Elizabeth to Mary. But it's all going to tie in a minute when I give the subject. The virgin name was Mary. Verse 28, I'm in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are among women. And I'm going to pause here for a second, because, you know, sometimes we hear people, or sometimes people may even ask us, how you doing today? Or maybe you've asked somebody, how you doing today? And we hear these words in verse 28. That I'm blessed and highly favored. Mary heard the words from the angel, and the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. You are blessed and highly favored. But when he saw him, but when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid. The same words that were said to Zacharias. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to pause here for a second, because there could be some words that the Holy Spirit could speak and have spoken. And I don't know about you, but there's been some times when I was frightened, because I immediately start thinking about my past. I immediately start thinking about the 5 suicide attempts, stealing from my mama, breaking the 10 commandments, renting out my sister's car, sleeping in a porta potty, and all sorts of things. So my question to myself was, why would God choose to use someone like me? So there are some moments, listeners tonight, that you'll hear a word like I did that will frighten you like it frightened me. Because February 11, 2002, I was homeless, sleeping in a porta potty on Main Street, downtown Houston, Texas. And I cried out and I said, Lord, if you're real, they say you're real. I don't believe you're real, because why would you map out a person's life like you mapped out mine, 5 years in prison? Because they say they knew that you knew what would happen before I was ever born. So my question was, why would you let me be born if you had this type of plan? Why couldn't I have 2 parents? Why couldn't I go to college and be one of the greatest lawyers in or one of the greatest doctors are. Why couldn't I have mapped out my own life? So on February 11, 2002, I say, Lord, if you will, save me. And if you would save me with the rest of my life, I would serve you. In February 12, 2002, when I woke up, I heard the voice. And he said, this is the last day you will ever smoke crack. This is the last day that you would ever sleep in a porta potty. This is the last day that you will be homeless. Because today, is the day that I make myself known to you. I've always had a promise with you, Greg. You was a promise child and didn't even know it. I had to allow you to go through feeling abandoned when you didn't even have a reason to. I had to allow you the opportunity to go through 5 suicide attempts, especially the first one when you took 50 Tylenol extra strength pills and lost 90% of your liver. And they had already pronounced you dead. You remember? Remember when the doctors came in and told your mom and your sister and your brother and the family to go and start preparing for the funeral, because losing 90% of your liver, you will not return from it? Remember? I had to do all that. I had to allow that to happen so that the promise will be fulfilled today. Let me finish with this message because I'm running out of time. But I'm grateful that I had a moment to take my time tonight. He told Mary, the angel said to Mary, and I'm in verse 30, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. I didn't know that I found favor with God. And I don't know who it is for tonight. Just because you have done some things that displease God, like I did, does not disqualify you from finding favor with God. Because I know now today, in spite of stealing from my mom, in spite of doing some of the things I did, that I found favor with God February 12, 2002, because that's the last day I smoked crack. And if God would bless February 12, 2020, I'll celebrate 18 years clean and sober. So I know I found favor with God, because only God can deliver you from a hopeless state of mind, body, and spirit. But that's another conversation for a later time. Verse 31 says, and behold, you will conceive in your mother womb, in your womb, and bring forth a son. And he shall, and you shall, call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Now let's look at what Mary said. We know what Zacharias said. We know what questions, and we know how he responded. But let's look at what Mary said in verse 34. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I don't know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that the Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God." Verse 36. The angel said, "Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, have also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maid servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Verse 39. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. Verse 41 says, "And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit." I want to thank you all tonight for bearing with me, for being patient. Because tonight, this message that we're talking about tonight is not one to be rushed or overlooked. Because we're talking about Jesus. We're talking about John the Baptist. But I wanted to title this message tonight in verse 41, "And it happened." Because verse 41 said, "And it happened when Elizabeth heard." What happened? Verse 15 is what happened. Because in verse 15, the promise was given about John, who was inside of Elizabeth. Verse 41 says, "And it happened." What happened? Let's look at verse 15. "For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb." That's what happened. But tonight I want to title this message tonight, "The Blind Side," being blindsided. Blindsided. The Blind Side. We are familiar with the movie The Blind Side, one of my favorites, Sandra Bullock and Tim McGraw. We are all familiar with the movie The Blind Side. If you haven't, watch that movie one day. Because in that movie, The Blind Side, Joe Theismann was blindsided by Lawrence Taylor. And Joe Theismann would never play football ever again. But it wasn't because of what he saw. It was because of what he didn't see. And tonight I wanted to title my message, "The Blind Side," Because here's the illustration of being blindsided. Blindsided. Wasn't in the plan. Wasn't part of my 5-year plan. Wasn't part of the plan. Elizabeth was in age, barren, wasn't part of the plan, blindsided. Blindsided with a promise, though. Because in the movie Blindside, Sandra Bullock and Tim McGraw took in Michael. Michael was a promised child. But Michael was not like John the Baptist. Certainly wasn't like Jesus. But somebody on this line tonight, you've been blindsided. Something has happened that you didn't see coming. And tonight I'm here to tell you, celebrate what you've been blindsided with. Whether it be a grandchild that you didn't see, that you didn't pencil in, you hadn't raised your kids. You hadn't done all you needed to do. Now you're living out your life. And all of a sudden, you've been blindsided. Elizabeth, blindsided. Mary, blindsided. Didn't see it coming. Didn't have it penciled in the 5-year plan. Blindsided. God is looking for vessels right now. A vessel. A vessel. So that his power, his love in the finances can flow through. I'm so happy tonight. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm so grateful tonight for my blind spots now. I've come to learn to appreciate blind spots. I've come to appreciate tonight the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. Because the angel said to Zacharias, that Elizabeth will bear a child, blindsided, didn't see it coming. All I'm doing is praying. I'm praying. I'm praying. I'm praying. Mary. Don't even know a man intimately. Joseph was blindsided when he found out the good news. It wasn't good news at first. but he was blindsided. In closure, verse 15 is what I want to close with. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. For God knew the plans that he had for you and for me. Plans never to harm you, but to always prosper you and me. Tonight, listeners, you've been filled. You have an assignment. It's a privilege. Many are called, but few are chosen. You've been chosen for such a time as this. But don't be fearful, although I understand, because there are times when I can hear it, just like you can hear me, the voice that says, okay, I want you to do X, Y, Z. And we all know that. We all know that there are some times when we've heard something. And the first reaction was fear. But in closure tonight, we're talking about the one that came to pave the way for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And tonight, we've come to pave the way for the lost, the least, the last, and the lowest, so that they may find their way to Jesus. That's a privilege. That's an honor. So, Sister Valerie, tonight I want to thank you for allowing me an opportunity to come and to share with you what God has given to me. So I'm going to turn it back over to you tonight, but I want to say thank you. And to all the listeners, may God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pastor Greg, thank you for that wonderful word that the Holy Spirit gave you. It was so much meat in that word, and so much revelation from the very beginning. You know, it's like the table was set. God had prepared a table before us. And we truly have been fed, and it was good. I'm going to tell you one thing that, even from when you started reading about Zacharias, and how he was in the temple burning incense. Incense, I believe when the revelation of that in my spirit was it represents prayer. You know, as incense, frankincense, that spirit of prayer that was burning in the temple because Jesus later said that my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. But in the presence of his duties, when the angel appeared, and because he doubted, he couldn't speak. It's amazing to me, that revelation, just right there, it was so much richness in that, but that God would not even let him speak against the promise. He shut his mouth, closed it, would not let him speak. But he had to sit back and watch that promise unfold, and he couldn't help but agree with it because the promise came right before him. And he had to follow the promise. He had to follow what the word of God said. God is just so awesome. And he hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God has made promises to his people. And he doesn't want us to negate the promise by speaking against it. Because life and death is in the power of our tongue. And so when God has given us a promise, if we're going to say anything, it should be words of life. It should be like when you accept Christ in your heart, the living word is dwelling on the inside of us, that we become impregnated. And when we're in the presence of somebody else, they can make their baby leap. And I think that word that was released on tonight, I pray that somebody's promises is leaping on the inside of them. And we're just going to believe in this season that God is bringing it forth. And that lives will be changed because of the promise and how we walk in the fulfillment of the promises of God. Not doubting, but exercising a confident hope, a confident trust and faith in what God has spoken. He might have spoken that word years ago, and many of us have been waiting for it to come forth. But if God said it, he won't take it back. And if we've spoken against the promise, let's repent and get back in the will of God. Thank you, Pastor Greg, for such a beautiful word. And I pray that this word goes out to many, because some of us are wandering around, waiting and wondering, when, God, when? So thank you. We have a few moments, and I want to open the line for a comment. Anyone have any comments?
The line's open.
Pastor Greg, you know, when you're sitting at the table and the food is so good, all you can do is just sit there and just say, And sometimes you speak and it just takes a while to digest, to marinate. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I think that this is such a moment that we're chasing.
You know, it's something about being blindsided. And I don't know if you ever been in a car wreck or if you ever been driving and all of a sudden you just got blindsided. That's a big impact.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, it take a moment.
Recuperate. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And I think that that's a word worth meditating on. And I plan to revisit it because it was so rich. And I know you took your time, but I know it was so much more in there. I was waiting for you to go back and start talking about Sarah. I wish we had more time.
Yeah, I wish we did too. Dr. Hunter had texted me and was telling me that we was coming to a close, so I had to go ahead on and wrap it up. But you're right, it's so much more in there. But I'm grateful and I'm thankful that you touched the part that I wanted to close on about when he went mute. He couldn't even speak. So I'm happy you touched that. So I want to say thank you for that.
Okay. Do you mind closing us out in prayer for tonight?
I would love to. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we say thank you tonight for allowing us an opportunity to make it through another day today. Father, we pray right now, God, that as we lie down tonight, as we spend a few moments after the prayer call tonight, as we spend a few moments just reflecting back on blindsidedness, blind spots, things that happened that we didn't see, no plan for. As we begin to celebrate those moments now, because we realize it was those moments that was preparing us for today. So, Father, I want to say thank you for your tender mercies and your loving kindness. And I pray that you would bless the callers tonight. We pray, Lord, for the homeless, the elders, the sick, the shut-in, shut-outs, the homicidals and suicidals, the ones out there right now that's battling drug addictions. We ask right now, God, that you would bless them as well. Now, Father, I pray, Lord, that you will bless Dr. Hunt and Sister Valerie. Continue to pour into them, Father, everything that they're pouring out to everyone else. So tonight, we just want to say thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. One other comment before we go, and you touched that Zacharias and Elizabeth were righteous in the sight of God. And as we close for the night, I want to leave you with this thought. It's better to be righteous than to be right. It's better to be righteous than to be right. Sometimes we think we're right in our own eyes, but it's better to be righteous. It's food for thought. Everyone have a good evening, sleep well, dream well, and may when you open your eyes tomorrow, remember to look unto God, who's the author and the finisher of your faith, and offer up the incense of thanksgiving and praise to a most holy God, for he's worthy of all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. We send you love, peace, joy, happiness, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. So we bid you good night. We love you.
Amen. Love y'all.
Amen. Love y'all too. Thank you, Pastor Greg.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks, Pastor Greg. Good night. Good word.
Thank you, Sister Valerie.
Pastor Greg, awesome message.
Go ahead.
Yes, amen.
Go ahead.